You might remember her from the Jefferson Starship and a bunch of other records. We got Tommy Odetta on guitar, stage right, and Tommy Fitch, also stage left.
We are Tom.
All right. Can you hear him?
Yeah. So we haven't played it for a long time, but it's gonna be fun.
You've been talking about me, baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Obviously, we are not a blues band. We are a rock and roll band. But we're delighted to be here. And we have played at a lot of blues festivals. This reminds me, recently, with the passing away of B.B. King, that B.B. King opened for us in New York for a whole week at a club called the Generation Club back in 1968. And it was quite an experience for us, a bunch of white kids playing rock and roll. And here's this great blues player who's opening for us. We're going, what the hell's going on there? He should be the main act. But anyway, it was wonderful in a very strange sort of way. One night in the middle of the week, I think it was a Wednesday night, B.B. King used to come in on time, always on time, for the gig. But this night, he was a little bit late. And he got on stage and he did his same three songs that opened his act. And then he stopped the show and said, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to tell you this, but Martin Luther King has been assassinated. And there's just like a pause in the crowd. And he said, I'm sorry tonight, and all I can do is do some gospel music for you. So we're not going to do that. We're going to do another song that we did on that same show. But it was really wonderful to hear him really get down and funky. And later that night, which he didn't do very often, he imbibed. And I remember standing on the stage playing bass behind him while he's sitting on an amplifier, playing his ass off, while Jimi Hendrix recorded the whole thing. And that club later became Electric Lady Studios. So that's it. So here's the B.B. King.
Thank you.
Now we're going to do a gospel song here that B.B. King didn't do, but we did. From an old, gotten from an old Alan Lomax and John Lomax recording of people down by the old stream side, down in Louisiana, washing clothes. And this is kind of a song they would sing sometimes.
Now the blind man stood on the way and he cried. The blind man stood on the way and he cried. The blind man stood on the way and cried.
Show me the way.
We'll go home.
when we signed with a record company, the record company was really smart. They wanted to put out a bunch of singles first before they put out the album. So they put that one out as the first single release. Janis was singing backup. And the record reached number 85 in Reseda.
Women is losers.
Women,
oh, women is losers.
Women,
oh, women is losers.
Women,
oh, women is losers.
is a song that was brought into the band by Janis Joplin many years ago, and it, actually the name of the song originally was Horace is Funky, but we thought that was not politically correct even at that time. It was funky, but no. So she changed it to Women as Losers, but, and you know, it's obviously tongue-in-cheek, but her cheek was full of anyway. We're going to do a song that she brought in also. It was written by a friend of hers named Paul St. John. And this song is from Texas. And it's on her first record. This is called Bye Bye Baby.
Okay. All right. We got more time than we thought.
This is our hit.
One, two,
you were the only
going to be the song I just talked about. This is a song written by Paolo St. John called Bye Bye Baby.
Change my living standards and move uptown. Bye bye, baby, bye bye. Oh, so long, my honey, so long. Too bad you had to drift away. 'Cause I could use some company right here on this road. On this road, I'm on today.
It was written by Big Mama Thornton, and Janice heard her sing it one night in the club in San Francisco. And yes, they say the rest is the story about ball and chain. It got Big Mama Thornton a Cadillac. Thank you.
something jumped up and grabbed a hold of me, and it felt just like a ball and chain.
Got the car. All right, looks like we got time for one more song, you guys. How you feeling? Simi Valley! Woo! Rock and roll! All right.
It's a great song I remember from Monterey. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
called in that company.